it's your girl, Coach Kinsley. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the Westport St. Patrick's Day Run.
Welcome to 15-Minute Fitness Fix with Coach Kinsley. I'm producer Mike, senior editor for the podcast, and a former client of Coach Kinsley's who benefited from every rep until I heard...
3, 2, 1, let's go! Remember to always consult your physician before starting any nutrition or fitness regimen.
So adding to another list of coaches' accomplishments this year, third place, age group, Westport St. Patrick's Day Run 2024.
Third place!
So coach, very impressive. How did you build to that? And did you have goals walking into the thing that I'm going to get third place?
Oh, not at all. So like we mentioned in episode 5, I have this knee injury on my right side that I've been rehabbing since about mid-January. That's when I started training for it. But really, you know, I'm training for the half marathon next month. This one was just kind of a buffer because I haven't done a race in like 7 years. So I was like, I need to see what it feel like, you know, get the vibes. So my goal going into it, it was about 4 miles, was to do a 10-minute mile. So like 40 minutes. No placing thoughts at all.
Yeah, that was the race coming up that I was signed up for the the half marathon. And I just, yes, I just shifted down to the 5K, coach. And, you know, I feel a little bad that you got a little injured training for the half marathon, that I tried to encourage you to join me in this big thing. But we started doing this awesome podcast. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
And I just didn't put the miles on my legs like I needed to over time. So 10-minute miles. Pretty reachable goal for somebody in shape, even if they haven't trained, but you're coming back from the knee injury and you get to the race. And is there a lot of people at the race? Is it a big race? Is it a small race? And how was it this morning? Was it cold? Was it nice?
It was a big race from my perspective. It was chilly out, but the sun was shining in. Everyone was dressed in green. It was just a sea of green, ton of leprechauns and bagpipes. The music was bumping. It was so cool. And then we had this group in the front that started like a minute before us. Those were like the fast runners, you know, people that were pacing. I think they said 7 minutes and 32 seconds average. So I did not go with them. I kind of went in the middle of the other group that would start a minute later. I was there with two of my friends that were running with me. One of my friends, Trent, we had the same goal, you know, 10-minute mile. So I was like, all right, we're going to pace with each other. That was not the case. Not even half a mile in, I was like, I'm feeling like I could pick it up a little bit. I was very surprised with my time. Now, the course, it was pretty easy in the beginning, but then around the halfway mark, about 2 miles in, there's this major hill. I was flying downhill, catching myself falling, essentially. I passed so many people. And then on the way up, I was just head down, pushing through it, because I was like, this is where people are going to let up. Like, I need to pass as many people as I can up the hill. And that's when I passed Trent. He was coming down. I was going up, gave each other a little high five. And I was like, I can keep going. We got this, you know? And a lot of people at the top of the hill started walking. And that's where I was like, okay, I'm gassed, but if I could just keep going and recover while moving faster, I'll be fine. That was a big goal for me since I was working through this knee injury, is just not stopping. 10-minute mile, not stopping. And maybe half a mile after that hill, I was like, okay, I feel recovered. Like, my heart rate is more normal. My breathing is controlled. And then they had a nice water stop. I had the smart idea of grabbing it while running and trying to drink while running. So I didn't drink any water, but I tried. It really just ended up on my shirt.
It was just a face splash kind of thing where you kind of went, okay, and just kept going.
Right. It was a good idea.
Yeah. It's a great idea.
Like, hydrate or dehydrate. That's what they say, right?
I think that's what you say, coach.
So I keep going, keeping that pace, trying to keep my core engaged, good posture, and think good thoughts. I make it to the finish line and boom, third place. I got there in a little over 32 minutes.
That is amazing. That's just right at 8 miles. And that is a great pace for the first time in years. You ran it and you came from a knee injury. How was your knee? How did it? Did you have to tape it up or anything? Or did you just go?
Oh, yeah. I have KT tape on both my knees as well as my ankles. It was around halfway where I started feeling like my knee existed. Like, it wasn't pain, but I was like, ooh, I can tell you're there. I just tried to be lighter on it, make sure my stride was even, and keep going. I was like, man, I really hope this knee hangs in there with me.
Coach, tell me a little bit about mindset. You didn't know about your knee. You felt good enough to run. So that's a start. But mindset-wise, do you have a mantra that you go over in your head as you're running? Do you just take it all in and go? Do you have a playlist? Did you have your iPad or an iPad? How old am I? Did you have your playlist going? Tell us mindset-wise, leading up to the race and during the race.
So leading up to the race, I did not do much training, which I do not suggest for everyone out there. But keep in mind, you know, I weightlift and coach other people for, you know, 5 to 12 hours a day. So I definitely know my body can handle sustained exercise, even though I hadn't run even 1 mile since January.
I'm still trying to figure that out because I was at the Turkey Trot and struggled up the big hill, which was, for us, it was at the start. And then after that, I was able to, after kind of walking and probably somebody like Coach passing me, you know, I kept going, although I did finish pretty well for my age class. You know, that was something for me, thinking about mindset and not running, but setting that goal to finish. That requires, in my point of view, it requires somebody that's pretty strong-willed. Is that the right word? Or is it more just, that's just kind of how you've always been. You set a goal and you achieve it, or you set a goal and you attain it. That's just what you were going to do.
For sure. I think of it as self-respect to do what I say I'm going to do, especially when it's a promise that I make to myself. I really make it a priority to keep it. And that's also why I'm particular about what promises I make to myself, because I'm going to do it. So that was definitely the mindset. I was like, finishing, you know, and I felt like I set a realistic goal. And in the beginning, because it was my first race after many years, I had the like nervous jitters going, you know, I was excited, I was nervous. And I think that that helped me, you know, pick up the pace a little bit. And then the mindset along the way, I was really just having fun in the beginning. Like there was literally at one point I was like, boing, 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 like just bouncing around, just frolicking, like look at the trees, you know?
It was sunny.
Yeah, so such good weather. So it was really towards the last mile and the last half where I got into the mindset of push it, finish, and finish as soon as you can. I didn't have the mindset of like, I need to pass this person or this person. No, not at all. I was like, stay the course, stay the pace, and even consider picking it up. Towards that last half, I really tried picking it up. And then when I was almost to the finish line, I saw Caleb and Jess on the sides, and they were walking to the finish. And I was like, okay, let's go. And I just sprinted it out and was very surprised with my timing.
Show off. So, Coach, tell us a little bit about your pre-race routine. How did your macros go, and did you warm up?
So let's start at the evening before. So there's a lot of people that think about like carb loading, right? And getting a ton of grains in the night before. I did not use that method at all. I had a nice ahi tuna, maybe 30 calories worth of seaweed, and then 2 slices of sourdough bread. That was my dinner. And I felt like that was enough carbs. That was protein focused. And then in the morning, I got up about 3 hours before the race, start getting hyped up. That's when I started my workout playlist. As soon as I got up, so I ate 2 more slices of sourdough, and then I did have a little energy drink, no added sugar to it. That's why you really got to be careful with those energy drinks. They have way too much sugar in many of them out there, so watch out for that on the nutrition label. Then I KT taped up my legs. The KT tape I really feel like helped, yes, but is also mental. I'm doing the best that I can to support my body as I'm asking it to do this for me. I did not want to eat anything more or drink anything too much because I knew that the nervous jitters would be coming in, you know, so I didn't want to have to like stop and use the restroom halfway through the race.
Interesting. So you didn't really carbo load. You had some carbs. You had almost a normal meal before and after, but it was important to have both, right? No skipping?
Oh, definitely no skipping. I was not going to run a race fasted. Definitely not. And in the morning, you know, I said I only had 2 pieces of sourdough. Like that was not a normal breakfast for me. That was no protein there, but protein takes the longest to digest. So I really wanted those carbs to be available for me when I actually started the run.
Would you recommend any sort of protein bar or something for an old man who's going to run one in about a month? Or actually now, 3 weeks.
Oh, it's coming up. Well, I would be really careful about protein bars. You see, when you look at the nutrition label, a lot of protein bars are very carbohydrate heavy and potentially sugar heavy too. So if you can find one where there are like ideally less than 17 grams of carbs and then 20 or more grams of protein, that'd be great. But there are very few out there. So if you are going to have protein beforehand, first of all, it should be like 2 to 3 hours. So it's not, you know, sitting in your stomach. But then I would lean towards something that's more of an isolated form of protein, like egg whites or perhaps Greek yogurt if you're not lactose intolerant, or even just a protein shake. Liquid is going to hit your system faster than anything else.
Okay, so while I'm on I-70 headed to the race, I'll have already eaten my protein and probably have a protein shake and a coffee and plenty of water because you hydrate or you dehydrate.
I would be careful about that coffee.
Why is that, Coach? Because
it's a diuretic.
Oh, that's right.
You might be losing water.
Don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. Don't want to dehydrate.
Not during the race.
That's true. I can coffee up after. Okay, Coach, talk to me about your recovery routine now that you knocked out third place. What?
My knee is feeling it, so I'm definitely going to be icing today. My knee, potentially my hip and back, all on my right side. And Epsom salt bath, I'm going to stretch very intentionally for probably the whole next week and eat like normal. There will be no binge drinking to celebrate.
Aww.
Nope, none of that. And I've really been considering ice baths.
Ooh, that is chilly stuff.
Stay tuned. Just considering.
Okay, so Coach, will you continue to work out at your normal pace next week for your recovery? Or is the stretching just something you're going to keep to and that's it?
So I'm going to coach like usual for myself because we have that next race coming up in a few weeks. I'm going to lay off the resistance training. I need to really get some miles in if I'm trying to hit a half marathon. Now, I'm not trying to place. I'm trying to complete it.
So what would you recommend for me? I am doing resistance training. I'm doing some elliptical work, and that's been about it. Should I continue resistance as long as I start getting some road miles in? And yes, it's only a 5K. As I've mentioned before, I am a crusty old man, and I am looking to finish this and still be able to walk afterwards. I am a bit inspired. I think I can set a goal to do something, and I think I can push past it, as I have over the years. So what would you recommend?
First of all, you're too hard on yourself. You're fit, okay? In your case, I would recommend, you know, add the miles in and be more intentional about your rest, stretch, consider those Epsom salt baths. And when it comes to resistance training, I wouldn't let up until maybe 2 weeks beforehand, if at all. But you can always, you know, let up on your leg days the 2 weeks beforehand. But, you know, your chest isn't really working that much when you're running, so.
True that. Push day, pull day. So during the race, felt good, listened to your body, and pushed past your 10-minute mile. Or you didn't even really know your time, or did you know your time?
Right. I didn't know what my time was. I just knew how my body felt, and it felt good. And I feel accomplished because I listened to my body, not my mind. But mindset's important. You know, I was speaking life to myself as I was running.
What did you say to yourself?
So you go, girl, work it. And then I told myself to smile because smiling releases happy endorphins. And so does running. And I told myself I'm light, left, right.
Okay, Coach, give us the highlights of your third place finish in the Westport St. Patrick's Day run.
Be intentional and set realistic goals for yourself, like my 10-minute mile and finishing. Finishing is a goal, and you can accomplish that and potentially overachieve that. Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us today on 15 Minute Fitness Fix with Coach Kinsley. The fun doesn't need to stop here. Email me at coach@coachkinsley.com. You can check out my webpage, coachkinsley.com, and also find me on Instagram at, you guessed it, Coach Kinsley. Your girl. See you next week. Boom.